Notice how some homes sell faster in your neighborhood? It's not luck. It's local know-how. RE/MAX agents know their streets, schools, and communities inside and out. And with RE/MAX, those local pros are everywhere. Which means when you're ready to buy or sell, you'll get trusted neighborhood insight that puts you a step ahead. Reach out today. RE/MAX, the experts close to home. Each office independently owned and operated.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CT&C 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
So don't say that we didn't warn you. And this segment is going to be not fun, as usual, for one of the weekends at least.
Hooray.
So we'll start off just by mentioning the Origins of Intersectionality podcast. And the topic I'm talking about is the fact that, yeah, we warned you. Because one of the problems with intersectionality, as it was laid out by Kimberly Crenshaw, is that you get all the different minority groups together in some kind of union to fight against the majority and remove them from a position of supremacy, as she puts it. Except there's no barriers. Like, there's no minority group you don't include. And in which case, well, intersectionality has a real problem with child safeguarding.
Oh, is this the direction this is going, is it?
Yeah, because if you go to the next link, there was a speech given recently in Parliament in which one Conservative MP stood up and said, hang on a minute, there's some real child safeguarding issues with transgender ideology. Gender ideology in Scotland, and we need to stop that because some children might be harmed.
That's a reasonable position for a sane person to hold, yes.
Yeah. So the SNP stood up and started screeching about transphobia.
Of course they did.
Don't know if you've seen that. And, well, okay, I will take him at his word that he is completely ignorant of the world, and in which case it is up to those of us who say, no, there are safeguarding issues to provide the evidence. Okay, easily done. Let's do it. Let's start with the example I'm going to use, which is grim. This is the story of LGBTQ activist Nonsis, and it is very messed up.
I did see this, and it's so harrowing.
Yeah, I suppose if you could click on the images there, just so we can quickly go through the images. So there they are. I think this is Pride in 2018, the couple we're going to talk about today. And if you go forward on that, this is their house that was raided, which was because they're Nonsis, and it is just covered in very, very many, how should we put it, alphabet symbols. The gayest place in town. It's basically a zoo in here.
Yeah. Basically gay mecca.
Love is love. Love above all, with Mickey Mouse there, all covered in rainbows.
It's weird that they felt the need to plaster their own messaging in their own house, just like they've got to brainwash themselves even.
Yeah. And if we go...
I don't have a sign in my house saying taxation is theft.
You should. Anyway.
Actually, yeah.
You should have it on the front of the door. Anyway, but we'll go forward. We'll go to the story because this lady here is the one who's done the reporting on it. And, well, it's right that we should promote the reality here. She says, my investigation reveals disturbing details about a gay activist couple accused of sodomizing their young adopted sons, ages 9 and 11, and distributing homemade CP of the sexual abuse. This is an LGBT pedophile ring. First and foremost, if for no other reason than for YouTube and for anyone who's dumb enough not to understand, which is the point, does this represent all gay people? No, not really.
I don't think anyone's arguing that anyway. It's a bit of a straw man of what the writer's saying, isn't it?
Yeah, but there is going to be some idiot at YouTube at the content moderation department who doesn't understand it, apparently. Because, well, there's a percentage of this group and every other alphabet group and every group that are nonsense. That's true. And in which case, well, we treat these groups as people. Mad idea, I know. Which is that maybe gay people are people, and in which case, they're not all angels.
Steady on, Callum.
Yeah, I don't know. Taking your chosen group of whichever group and declaring them angels is just dense and dangerous. Mm-hmm. And this is an example of it. So I'm going to ask you to scroll down just on that image there, and then I'm going to ask you to stop scrolling, John, because some of these images are a bit... They're not a TP or anything, but just like one of the dads has his ass out, and I really don't want to look at that. So yeah, just stop scrolling there, and I'll read the deets. So not only did the gay married men... I'd said stop scrolling. Why are you scrolling? Okay. Anyway. So not only did the gay married men allegedly rape the two boys who were adopted through their Christian special needs adoption agency, they were pimped out by their children to nearby pedophiles in the Atlanta area. Recorded jailhouse calls with the abused child rapists and testimonies from the family members uncovered the extent of the trauma and the two brothers endured, as well as red flags that the state overlooked during the same-sex couple's faster-than-expected adoption process. We can only speculate as to why it was faster than expected.
Why did they also go through a Christian special needs adoption agency?
Because they're nonces.
Well,
they want to abuse the kids and get away with it.
I suppose that does show that it was some sort of premeditated thing, doesn't it?
Yeah, I believe so. So the adopted fathers, William Zurlock Jr. and Zachary Jacob Zurlock, have been indicted by grand jury on charges of incest, aggravated sodomy, aggravated child molestation, sexual exploitation of children, and prostitution of a minor. And they're facing over 9 life sentences in prison. I suppose the debate about the death penalty in the United States is still raging. Mm. Should be. According to the 17-count indictment, the adopted dads, who are LGBTQ activists, allegedly performed oral sex on both boys, forced the children to perform oral sex on them, raped their sons, and one of the child, who just turned 11, suffered injuries from being brutally raped. A criminal affidavit says that the routine child sexual abuse was filmed by William's husband, who confessed to being the cameraman. The indictment charges of the gay couple with soliciting 2 other men to perform acts of prostitution with their 11-year-old adopted son. As if it's their son. Hunter Lawless, that's not a joke, that's his real name, who met the adoptive father through a mutual contact on Grindr. So that was the other guy. Mutual contact.
There's so much to unpack here.
Yeah.
It's like, well, if they're reaching out to other people, surely there is an atmosphere that is far more laissez-faire about this sort of thing than a normal person.
Yeah, there's a huge child safeguarding issue with these two guys want to adopt some kids. Well, maybe we should do our due diligence and not the faster than expected process.
Well, of course, that's the whole point of vetting the people adopting kids, is making sure that they're not people like this. And this is definite failure of that process.
And just assuming, oh, don't worry, nothing can go wrong because they're your chosen minority group. No. Things can very much go wrong. Quote, I'm going to F my son tonight, stand by. Zachary allegedly texted to Lawless on Snapchat. Be prepared to receive CP from the father raping his child. Is them in contact there. That's the Snapchat account. There. And, well, it gets worse.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Yeah, it doesn't get worse than the crimes. The crimes are the crimes. But the aspect of the LGBT in all this is front and center, as the reporter notes here. Our business is our business. What happens in our home stays in our home, the gay activist couple allegedly told their sexually abused sons. And then she details the, well, love is love paraphernalia all over the house, decorating the house. Yeah. There we are. And the news on this is that Google is apparently also deranking this entire story. This is from Rakita Law.
I didn't know about that. That's really weird.
Yeah.
I mean, why would Google do such a thing?
So be sure to give this a share. But you might be asking, okay, maybe the LGBT activist aspect is being exaggerated, though, because, you know, evil, dangerous right-wingers do that sort of thing. Well, no. Big no. Because the thing is, the Instagram account for one of the guys is still up. I think it's been locked, rightfully. But one of the things is that it's still archived, like it's still there, which is something I actually, just a whole side note about terrible crimes and those people doing the terrible crimes having social medias. I think it's right that the social medias stay up to the public to be viewed.
Well, they should be shamed. I mean, that's not really that bad.
No, but usually when there's a mass shooting or something, what Facebook or Twitter or whatever will do, they'll delete the account of the shooter so that no one can find out any information about them.
But that's really dumb.
Yeah. I mean,
why does someone who's done something like this or a mass shooter, why do they deserve like privacy? I know some people are going to be like, well, you clearly don't care about privacy then. But
well,
it's for, you know, people who aren't rapists, pedophiles and murderers, sure.
Yeah, but even way, like you uploaded all this stuff to social media, like your privacy was gone when you did that.
Yeah,
that you
willingly gave up your right to privacy there, didn't you?
Yeah, that's obvious, but it's not underestimated in this account. As you can see here, I just went through to see what was available on top of the stuff already there. So this is the first one, of course, being Ruth Bader Ginsburg, notorious RGB, hashtag gay rights, hashtag gay rights are human rights, hashtag gay supporter from the person posting this. And then if we go forward to the next one, we have Love is Love. It's okay if you're not ready yet, with a rainbow turtle in its shell still from this person. Hashtag love is love. Hashtag love wins. Hashtag equality. Hashtag LGBTQ. Next one here being hashtag love is love. Hashtag love trumps hate as he stands outside of the Human Rights Campaign offices, which presumably he was working with or had contacts with, and underlying the word gay there in the mission statement written next to them. Because this is his life. This is what this person did. They weren't just...
Seems like their entire personality as well.
Mm. You go to the next one as well. We have hashtag love wins, hashtag pride, hashtag love, hashtag gay love, hashtag love is love. Remember a lot of people warning that love is love is like a statement for paedophiles?
Yeah, I mean, why else would you feel the need to say it?
Yeah, because funnily enough, no, love is not love. Bestiality, crime. Paedophilia, crime. And rightfully so.
Love is crime.
Yes, in many a case. It is a crime, and rightfully so. We get the next one here. We have him promoting no hate with the other suspect. I think this is the word to be used here. Hashtag no hate campaign. Hashtag no hate. Hashtag love is love. Yeah. Yeah, same thing. And this is going back. I think this is over a year now. This post. This is 2015 there, so it's much, much long ago. There are some people who have found the account who have been commenting on there. I think the comments are closed. And I think for community guidelines' sake, this is really weird that I have to say this, and I think people agree that's really weird, but I think for community guidelines' sake, I have to say nobody contact the Instagram accounts, which is a whole other conversation, but whatever.
You'd be wasting your time anyway, because they're in prison, yeah. So they're not going to be able to see it.
But if you go to the next one here, you have in 2015, I'm celebrating Pride here. I can't remember which company that is behind there with the Pride flag as well.
Can't recognize it.
No. And then the next one being a Doritos post that they put up of this, again, from the suspect here, putting up love is love. Every time, just keeps putting love is love for God knows what reason.
Strange, that.
Yeah. And that's the thing, which is, yeah, no, minority groups are humans, not angels. And a percentage of them, as with all other groups, some percentage is different in different groups, of course, are real villains. And this is one of those real villains, which is a couple who decided, oh no, we're just love is love. We just want to adopt some kids. No, there was a child safeguarding issue there that should have been explored. And apparently the process was faster than expected. Didn't want to look into it. And even if we don't want to talk about that in the United States, we can pay it close to home for that MP who was screeching about what child safeguarding is an issue with LGBT Scotland, which is something we've covered previously. So I won't go into the deets, but essentially too long didn't read. The guy running LGBT Scotland's youth charity was a nonce and was noncing on the boys and taking them out to gay bars when they were underage, making fake IDs for them. Yeah, funnily enough, child safeguarding is a real issue, and you should actually respect the safeguarding. And to the gay, bis, and lesbians of the world, my advice, just generally, and from the ones I've met who will agree, which is leave the alphabet collective. That thing's been destroyed a long time ago in any reasonable way. Not to mention it was also a bad idea to begin with. The idea of having a sexual collective.
It's really quite strange, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, maybe it was an argument when, you know, being homosexual was a crime, but that time has long, long since passed. In my lifetime, it has never been unacceptable to be homosexual, and in which case, yeah, that's not needed anymore. And the people abusing that still are out there and are using it as a front for their crimes, and the safeguarding as a result, something that should be taken seriously. If you appreciated that segment from the podcast The Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to check out all the premium content we have on the site, such as the premium videos we do, this one on the cultural fool of wisdom itself. If you'd like to find out what else we're putting out, you can follow us on Getter at lotuseaters_com on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase